And welcome into the Wednesday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. Joe Rex Road, live from Lexington in advance of the first round of the NCAA tournament coming up beginning tomorrow, as the Vols will be included tomorrow. Vanderbilt in action on Friday. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. The Residence Inn downtown Lexington has big cups at the coffee station, and they also have stevia.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I brought this huge stack of stevia with me, just in case that wasn't the case. But now I get to, not use it all, and I can just use the hotel stevia. It's a very exciting morning.
Maybe never a hotel more prepared for you ever. I mean, this is unbelievable. You found the jackpot here.
Yeah, it's more often than not, you still just find obviously regular sugar or awful. All the other sweeteners are awful, and they all cause you to die within a year, I think, per studies I think I've read. Now, granted, there will be a study at some point about how stevia makes you grow a third foot or something, but
that is correct.
For now, I'm happy with it.
Nick Keyser, how we doing? What's going on? Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Joe, you might not even come home. This is like your safe haven, man.
Yeah,
you got
it really
all the
is.
Stevia, you got your wad of all the sugar there. Golly. The only reason that you need to actually come home is so Brennan can actually take you back in the gym, man, and get rid of that gout.
Well, it's funny you say that because the gym here, and I even took a picture for Brennan. I said, the gym's pretty good. They got a lot of machines. I hit it hard yesterday. They got a rooftop bar. I haven't checked that out yet, but you might be right. If I could just live here, I might look into that.
Rex Road's not even going to go to the games. He's just going to be hanging out at the Residence Inn. Good stuff. We had the first four last night in the NCAA tournament, Joe. And we'll get to why I hate the first four here in just a second. But what did you make of St. Francis, PA, and Alabama State in a battle of 16 seeds? Came down to the wire, Joe. It had people on the edge of their seat. And then North Carolina in the other game just blowing out San Diego State.
Yeah, I tell you what, the first game was actually an amazing game, like a truly awesome game. Feel terrible for the St. Francis kids. They've had this crazy run, in the postseason. And the pass to win that was epic. It was a little bit lucky because it bounced off a couple people. But still, it was an incredible pass. Carolina actually wrote a little column about this. But Carolina, people needs to calm down now with, see, they did deserve to be in, because I still think they didn't. But this is an example of, they have been playing a lot better. And if you hit 14 threes in a game, you're probably going to be in good shape. They had one, you have one of those shooting nights, I don't care who you are. And on the other side, it's going to be a long night. And so I was disappointed. I thought that would be a good game, and it was a stinker.
Hubert Davis just been saving it all for the tournament, Joe. He's been kind of stockpiling, just taking notes of who's been writing him off, and he's ready to go on a run here in the tournament.
Hubert Davis has done well in the tournament. His regular season performance so far has not been great. And, of course, 2 years ago they didn't make the tournament. By the way, for anybody who noticed, North Carolina did not make the tournament 2 years ago. But he turns it on this time of year. And, they're certainly like Ole Miss, Carolina. To me, that's probably about a toss-up game. If Carolina's going to shoot anything like this, they're going to be very dangerous.
Well, it's hard not to be inspired. If you're Hubert Davis and you're looking around your own athletic department right now, it's hard not to be inspired when you look around and you see Bill Belichick at the age of 73 doing basically leg presses with his girlfriend on the beach and just holding his girlfriend in the air with his legs via Instagram photo. It's hard not to be inspired, really, with the whole athletic department if you see that.
Okay, well, I missed that one. That
just search Bill
out.
Belichick photo and you'll find it. He's on the beach on his back leg pressing his girlfriend in the air at the age of 73.
My goodness. Well, also, did you see that, all emails are supposed to – she's supposed to be copied on all of them?
I couldn't tell if that was real or not, but I guess it is.
I think it is, yeah. I believe that was actually a open records request. I forget who had it first.
Let's make sure you keep Jordan in the loop on anything you might want to email me. Thank you.
Well, that's the thing. Hubert needs to get going because Belichick's trying to take over the whole darn place, man. So Hubert's got to remind him it's a basketball school.
Joe, I feel like this has turned into an annual tradition for me, and I need to stop whining about it because it's never going to change at this point. But the first four really bothers me for no other reason than, like, I understand the 16 seed matchups and you're basically in a play-in game to get in the tournament. It bothers me that we're matching up 11 seeds and it's like, okay, so if you lose this game, you're not really going to get in the actual tournament, but if you win, you're an 11 seed. That's good stuff. It bothers me. I know why they do it. It's for TV. I get it, but it bothers me every single year.
See, it's interesting because the other argument against it is like the other way, which is it should be only teams like that, and the 16s should be allowed to like experience the full, like the full experience of the tournament of being, in the building with all the other teams and being part of a, a full day of like four games and stuff like that. That I was kind of arguing with people on X last night about that. I hear what you're saying. I disagree on the other one, the 16, just because, look, those teams last night, they took part in an amazing game and the most watched game either of them will ever play in. And, obviously it sucks for the one that loses. They both get the financial benefit of the financial unit for being in the NCAA tournament. And now, you got an NCAA, the first NCAA win for, in fact, for Alabama State, it's the first postseason win of any kind in any tournament
That's pretty wild.
last night. Yeah, and then they get a shot at Auburn. I mean, so I don't know. I kind of think it's cool for the 16s to have that stage. And again, like last night, I was absolutely riveted by that game. And a lot of these 16s, they go into these tournaments and there's four games on at once, and theirs is the game that they lose by 30 and no one watches it, so I don't know. And now again, that may happen at Alabama State here. Auburn certainly hopes so, but we've now kind of been able to watch them, familiarize ourselves with them. Like, Tony Madlock's, I mean, I remember him from Memphis playing with Penny Hardaway, but like his wife over there just living and dying with every free throw. I don't know, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just there's something weird to me about, hey, if you win this play-in game into the tournament, you're an 11 seed, and all the 12s and 13s and 14s and 15s get to just sit there the whole time. I don't know. It's always bothered me that way. But it's not changing at this point. I can only hope, Joe, that we don't add more of these and it doesn't expand as we move forward here.
I mean, Seth Davis is just, I mean, he's just absolutely, it's like, Seth, please stop, man. He is so gung-ho about, his whole thing is like, if you go to 76, then Tuesday and Wednesday would be like full day, four, quadruple header. And it's like, yeah, that's okay. No
It's
thanks.
fine the
No,
way it
we
is.
don't. Yeah, we're good. But at
Very
some
popular the
point,
way it is.
yeah, again, like I'm fine going back to 64, but I've also kind of, I obviously it's been quite a while now with the first four, so like I'm used to it, and I kind of don't hate it, but I don't want more. No more.
So the first four concludes today, Joe, with Mount Saint Mary's and American coming up tonight in the battle of the 16 seeds, and then back to the battle of 11s, Xavier and Texas. In the first four tonight as well. Your thoughts on those two matchups? I know you're a big Mount St. Mary's fan.
Yeah, well, the very first NCAA tournament game I ever covered was in Mount St. Mary's against Michigan State.
Wow.
So in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the 1990s. So yes, very, in fact, they had a, oh, I wish I remember the coach's name. I will get it before the show ends. Just a legendary, like I'd been there like 40 years and he was like the nicest old man. But anyway, yeah, I'm not sure what to think about that game. I am very intrigued by Xavier, Texas. And look, it's the first, I mean, this is the one SEC team that people had an issue with. The other 13, everybody had the other 13 in. A lot of people, I think including myself, did not have Texas in. So this is the first chance for the SEC to start proving it, because that's going to be the theme over and over again in this tournament.
No doubt about that, and we'll see what that looks like tonight if Texas can get a win and get the SEC started on the right path. And then the real thing begins tomorrow with Tennessee in action tomorrow at 5:50 here local time against Wofford. So a full day of the NCAA tournament. And even for a known college basketball hater like me, Joe, the two of the greatest days of the calendar year coming up Thursday and Friday to just sit back and watch basketball all day. I read an article where apparently tomorrow and Friday, every year is like the most popular day of the year for vasectomies. So the more you know.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great plan. Rather than just come up with an illness or use vacation days, that's probably a little bit embarrassing. But yeah, I mean, like the vasectomy thing is a great plan. It's like, hey, sorry, man. Like I got ice down here on the couch here for a couple of days. So I think that's a good use of that. Hopefully you're not doing like Michael Scott, like having one, reversing it, having it again. Like if you did it 1 year, you have to come up with a different ailment rather than reverse the vasectomy the next year.
Wow, you do this every year. It's unbelievable how often this happens.
Go down there again? Okay.
It's crazy.
Say so.
Preds and Blues last night. The Blues get the 4-1 win, and they are playing really well. They were 10-2-2 in their last 14. They're pushing for that last wild card spot. And Joe, my takeaway from the Predators last night is simply this, and I tweeted this after the game. April 17th, which is the day after the season ends for the Predators, their final game is on April 16th. April 17th cannot get here soon enough for this hockey team right now. It's just, you could tell Andrew Brunette was beyond frustrated after the game last night with the way his team played. They turned the puck over left and right to begin the game, gave up transition opportunities, and they need April 17th to come around here with a quickness.
I hate to be that guy, but at least they got their heads on their shoulders now. Stop this winning garbage. Get it done, boys. No, I mean, it's obviously if you're in that with those, you got to. I mean, obviously they put themselves in this position. So, I mean, I'm not going to, play a violin here, but that's 4 grueling weeks. You got tax day, you got the season ends, and then you take a deep breath and just get away from this season.
No doubt about it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll take your thoughts on the first 4 of the NCAA tournament, your thoughts on the NCAA tournament coming up tomorrow. Plus, I was doing some long thinking yesterday, Joe, about Cam Ward, and I feel like Titans fans are owed something. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. By the way, Jared on the YouTube chat, Joe, saying that Splenda so much better than Stevia. So Stevia taking some shots this morning on the YouTube chat.
Dude, Splenda. I think that turns you into an aardvark. No, no. Splenda's gross. Splenda's awful. If I put Splenda in something, like I would rather have like the most, pure cane. I'd put maple syrup straight out of the tree before I put Splenda in my coffee.
Agave, Joe.
Yeah, it's okay. That would be the other one that's at this point deemed, okay for you. But Stevia is just, come on, man, get with the Stevia or Truvia. Truvia is like an offshoot of Stevia. Either blank via is good.
You know what else is pretty good, guys? Sugar. That's awesome too.
Yeah. Yeah. I like sugar. I try to not do it.
It would not
but
qualify
like
as good for you, but it is good.
It is.
615-737-1025. So, Joe, I was doing some thinking yesterday. It's still trending like Cam Ward is going to be the number one overall pick. We're going to have Kuharsky in later on the program, and he talked to some people around the league who also feel like Cam Ward is going to be the guy for the Titans. So all the momentum in the world is looking like Cam Ward is going to be the pick at number one. We'll see if it actually ends up transpiring that way. But I was thinking about this. I've heard Titans fans talk about how they're due to draft a franchise quarterback. We talked about how it's been 30 years since they drafted McNair. And I was thinking about this in relation to other teams. Like, you think about long-suffering fan bases and long-suffering franchises that have not had very much success as it relates to the postseason or championships or anything like that. Obviously the Browns are a team that come to mind. The Detroit Lions, although recent success has kind of jump-started them a little bit, are a team that come to mind. I'm just trying to figure out, where Titans, the franchise, and Titans fans kind of rank in all this. You're talking about an organization that's been around since 1960. They've made it to one Super Bowl in the 99 season, the 2000 Super Bowl, and that's it. And, look, they've had a pretty good run of recent success in terms of, you know, they won the division. They've been to the AFC title game in the last 5 years. Like, there's been some success that they have. It's not just like they've been dog water for 20 consecutive years. But I feel like this team, this franchise, and more importantly, Joe, this fan base is owed some success here. There's a new stadium coming. We're all excited about that. It should be fun. But we're due here. There's been a lot of misery watching this football team over the last 3 years, and we're due for a guy like Cam Ward to come in and change this franchise around. Does that mean a hill of beans at the end of the day that it'll actually happen, Joe? No, it does not. But Titans fans are due. It's been a rough go of things, and I, for one, Joe, if Cam Ward is the selection, am rooting for him to come in and to be a great player because I am tired of watching terrible football.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It is. They're due. The Titans fans are due. I mean, to have success in any way, again, like if they would have signed a veteran and just had some, you know, had some more winning football, had an offensive line play that's not terrible. There's a lot of moving parts, but yeah, to actually have that quarterback come in and again, look at just really what one guy did. Yes, they did a lot of other good things, but I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels has completely changed the feeling around what was probably the most depressed fan base, right? I mean, like, you know, their long saga of just terribleness,
right,
you know, basically starting with their owner. I mean, that was a long time of just awful. And he just comes in, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, it's a completely new era. Again, because of him way more than anything else. And now it's just like, I mean, like they are, like the next few years are very exciting for Washington fans. So
apparently, you know, a destination franchise now, making all kinds of moves.
Yeah, and that's all. I mean, it really is. Like if you have that guy, that's one of the things. People all of a sudden want to play, you know, on the same team with a guy like that. And obviously, that's one. It's just, I guess I shouldn't say the Titans haven't had that at all, because they've had early in Mariota. I mean, like Mariota's first game. Even again, Mariota's second season, you know, there was excitement. Obviously, Vince Young was Rookie of the Year. So they've had, that's the thing, is like we can talk about this, and the next year Cam Ward could be good, and we'd be like, here it is. Yep. And then, well, just hold on. Let's see. And look, I mean, hey, look at C.J. Stroud in year two. Look at, now we'll see with Jaden Daniels, you know. It sometimes it kind of comes back to the middle a little bit, but even to have any kind of excitement. Think about the excitement of Levis, you know, just like his first game at Nissan. My goodness, Billy Jeans, you know, yep. The excitement of that. So, it won't take much for that to happen. We've been talking about, you know, Stevie and Sugar. It's like the sugar rush, you know. But is it sustainable? I mean, again, the Titans have not had that, a sustained real guy like that in the draft since McNair. Pretty amazing, 30 years.
I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, the last two quote-unquote franchise guys, Joe, that they've drafted, I mean, the Mariota in his first game had a perfect quarterback rating and looked unstoppable. And then Levis came out and threw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns and looked unbeatable against the Falcons. They need, if they do draft Cam Ward, I guess they need him to just be absolutely cheeks in the first game.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, flip it around. Have a terrible first game and then you know, lower the expectations and then go from there. How did Locker do in his first game?
You know,
I don't remember.
I don't remember that one.
Forgettable, so it wasn't anything.
I don't think it was like the other two. I'll put it that way.
I mean, he was never really anything special. So that one was, that was a head scratcher.
Strays from Rex.
Well, I mean, I remember that when that pick happened, I was like, that is just absolutely doomed. But he could be a good safety, though.
I think maybe he could have. I mean, he's big dude out there. Just when he wound up, when he threw the ball, it looked like he was like winding up to throw a pitch. It's like, really? This is the quarterback? Okay.
Tebow like.
And that's why he could, you know, never complete a pass. So there's a problem there.
Glad we could rip Jake Locker.
Yeah, I know. Jake Locker's really getting it today here from us. So, you know, I don't think the Titans are like the Browns. Like, the Browns have been cursed for a long time. There are some long-suffering franchises around here. I just know if you're a Titans fan, you've been through the ringer the last couple of years here. And it was fine. Like, you had a nice run of success with Tannehill and Vrabel and all those guys. And that, I think, clearly is probably the second greatest era of Titans football, right? Like you had the, you know, the opening years when they got here where they were the Super Bowl, went to the Super Bowl and then were the best team in the league the year after that. And then there's been a lot of in between where it's just been, yeah. I mean, I think back to Wisenhunt and Munchak and the early part of the Malarkey era before he turned things around. Like it's been a lot of bad around here. This team, this franchise needs a shot in the arm. That's probably the best way to describe it. I think this team needs a shot in the arm right now. Cam Moore could be that guy.
Yeah, and I still, you know, this is not the way I would have gone. And I don't think that you ever make a pick like this. I mean, this is going to be a career defining pick for these guys, right? I mean, you know, I never think you do something like this because of that. I think if you think in those terms, like you get in trouble, just like it's like, well, it's the best quarterback, so I guess we'll take the best quarterback, which again, both of those things may be happening here. But if this is what it's going to be, yes. I mean, it could work out. It is possible. He does have a ton of talent. And so people should get excited until they have reason to not be excited.
Yes. Which hopefully doesn't come immediately. We'll see what happens on that front. We do have a Jags fan texting in, Joe. Says, Jags fan here. Love the show. Coming from experience with losing all the time, we kind of get used to it, but we still love the game of football. And that I will say, Joe, I can confirm that Titans fans still love the game of football.
Yes. So, in other words, just embrace sucking and just enjoy the game itself. It's like, you know, fans are like a crappy NBA team, but Jordan's coming tonight, so we can watch him.
Well, if you're a Jags fan.
Is that what you're saying, Duvall?
You've at least got Liam Cohen to look forward to this year, and there's, you know, the different variations of the way he could say Duvall after a game. I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure that clip will be played about 1,000 times this year when football season gets going.
Duvall. Do we have it, Nick?
He was at the combine, and people were like, hey, you want to try this again? He's like, yeah, no thanks. I think I'm just going to leave that one alone.
If I was him, I would have done it again and tried to get the other one off the internet. But, hey, man, you do you, Liam.
I mean, I guess there's always the chance the second one could be worse. It could be trying
that's true.
Overcompensate. 615.
Just
get stuck. 615-737-1025. Our phone number is 615-737-1025. Tim Hasselbeck with some very interesting comments yesterday on DVD as it relates to the number one overall pick and how you view success. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe Jeff from Nebraska says, when I met my fiance, Titans were 7-3 going into that 2022 Bengals game. Since then, the team has been a train wreck. Do I blame her for the litany of misery? This is from Jeff from Nebraska on the text line. To which I've responded, we may have discovered the root cause of the Titans' misery here. Maybe it's not the plane from Green Bay.
I hope you really like her.
I do too.
And if so, your love is all that matters.
That's right.
But that is kind of weird. Like, what about other stuff?
Now, honey, you know, ever like, since I've met you, the Titans just totally suck.
Yeah, like, what about other stuff? Like, have you lost your job? Have you lost your hair? You know, like is other stuff going okay? If it's just the Titans, I think you got to stick with it, man.
Mo on the text line says, do you guys remember the Vince Young throw in the back of the end zone to Kenny Britt? Reminiscing on the good times. We're going down memory lane. On the text line, Ed says, from John Elway beating us in a playoff game, the final drive, to Frank Wright's comeback in Buffalo, Joe Montana's Chiefs in 93, 1 yard short in the Super Bowl, outgaining the Ravens 3-1 and still losing as a one seed, I'm ready to cash in. Ward is a Hall of Famer, multiple championships. Let's go. This is from Ed on the text line. Has been quite a build-up to this point.
Yeah, get ready to cash in on him being that. Yeah, that's the thing. If you're a fan like Ed, who goes back to the 70s and you've been a fan of the franchise, again, like if you – like a lot of Titans fans don't have this because they didn't care at the time. But if you're a fan that goes back to the Oilers and goes back to that Frank Wright game, 35-3 Oilers lead, holy – I mean, that's an all-time brutal loss. I forgot about the Elway one, but that one, man, like that's like a decade or two of misery for, you know, for a fan base all on its own.
I mean, I guess you kind of felt that you got him back with the Music City Miracle, but yeah, I mean, there's been some wild stuff going on between those two franchises in the playoffs. So Tim Hasselbeck was on with DVD yesterday for his weekly visit, Joe. And the topic of Cam Ward and the number one overall pick obviously came up. And Hasselbeck had an interesting discussion as it relates to the number one overall pick and how success is viewed. And he brought up Andy Dalton as an interesting comparison. Here's what Tim Hasselbeck had to say yesterday on the program.
I'm going to bring this to Shedeur Sanders. I think that he's a really good quarterback. I think he's been coached well to play the position. I think he knows how to play the position. I think he has things about him that translate to success long-term at the position in the NFL, okay? And I'm going to say this, and like people are going to hear it initially as an insult, and let me explain it. I think his upside is Andy Dalton. That's what I think Shedeur Sanders is because of what he is physically. Now, listen, Andy Dalton's thrown over 250 touchdown passes in the NFL. Like, he's been a wild success. But no one ever thought Andy Dalton was a top five pick. So, like, I don't know if I'm making that distinction clear enough. Like, that to me is the difference. It's no different than when Teddy Bridgewater came out and people thought I was being critical of Teddy Bridgewater when I said, look, I think his ceiling is Alex Smith. And, like, Teddy Bridgewater didn't have Alex Smith's career, you know? And so I think when we're talking about that top 15, and I said the same thing to you guys about Mac Jones when he came out, like, when the guy has athletic deficiencies, when you are going to play a sport that's got some of the most, you know, freakish athletes on the planet playing it, I do think if you're going to be talking about the rarefied air of the first 15 pick, I do think it matters. And so it's a long way for me to say, like, I do think people are going to feel like they've got a forced hand on Shedeur Sanders.
So the whole conversation, Joe, he was talking about Cam Ward, he was talking about Shedeur Sanders, and like managing expectations heading into the draft. And his point was, like, if you told whoever, the Giants or whoever ends up with Shedeur Sanders, the Browns, that he was going to have a career like Andy Dalton, like the majority of the fan base would be like, really? Andy Dalton? Well, that sucks. We want better than that. And then you go and you look at Andy Dalton's numbers as a starter, and you realize, Joe, that for a long time he was pretty good. Like, he's a pretty good quarterback as an NFL starter. And I think we've gotten into this thing where, like, if it's not Allen, Mahomes, or Burrow, you just freak out if your quarterback is not that and you want to be those guys. And I understand wanting to be those guys, but there's a lot of middle ground between, you know, Joe Burrow and a total bust at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, it's – I mean, Dalton certainly – I mean, my first reaction is also like the whole thing with Dalton is they never won – right? They never had playoff success.
Correct.
It's like Dalton, Marvin Lewis forever tied together with good teams, good quarterback, good coach, good teams, never did anything in the playoffs. And so, look, I get like – I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy to, like, consistently win in this league and consistently be in the playoffs. But I also get that that got old and that anybody right now hoping, you know, thinking their team's about to draft a QB does not want to think about things like that. But, you know, that's, again, we talk about first-round quarterbacks going back to the my intensive study going back in the Super Bowl era, basically 1 in 5 working out. That's absolutely working out. That's one of the 1 in 5 who works out. That's the good 20% is the Andy Dalton scenario. And, you know, you could look at, like, Andy Dalton and say, you know, if a few other things were different about that team, could he have had success? Do we pin it on him that they didn't have it? I mean, I don't think he was great, but I think he was very good. He was definitely better than people will remember him for, I think.
Well, and it goes back to the question on Ward specifically of, like, if you're drafting him number one overall, how do you measure what a successful career looks like? Because the easy answer that everybody's going to want is, well, you need to be winning championships and you need to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And that's great. Like, everybody wants that. And hopefully If that's the way the Titans go, Cam Ward can be that. But we brought up some different examples yesterday. Like, if Cam Ward and the Titans take him number one overall and he ends up being like the equivalent of, I don't know, Trevor Lawrence or a Kyler Murray, like, is that success? Like, how do you view what success looks like as the number one overall pick? Like, there is a chance that you can end up drafting a pretty good quarterback at number one overall, and they're not Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow. And I think eventually, Joe, what happens is if you do that, after a long enough period of time, people look around and say, well, we can find better. And the truth is, it's just really difficult to find better.
Yeah, like those guys are the whatever, 1, 2, 3%, you know, whatever, 97th percentile, 98th percentile. You know, and of course everybody wants that, but yeah, it's just, you got to be realistic about this. We just saw the Philadelphia Eagles win it all with a very good quarterback. And there's some, you know, people can debate this too. You know, I mean, I've heard people say that he's not as good as Sam Darnold. That's a little bit wacky, okay? But I don't think that he's ever going to be, I don't think Jalen Hurts is ever going to be, you know, like a top five QB in the league. I think it's a tremendous usage of his skill set. It's a dominant defense, dominant offensive line, run game, and he plays, makes big time throws when he needs to. And, you know, that can work. Like, there's different ways that you can do this beyond just leaning on a great quarterback to carry you. That's the most, you know, that's the one thing that everybody talks about, thing that everybody searches for, but also it's like probably the hardest way to do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because it comes down to just one person, and so many of these prospects, almost all of them, don't live up to that. You know, we just have a Jacksonville fan on the text line that will tell you that right now. We all thought he was going to be one of those guys. He's not. He's not going to be one of those guys, but he's good. So build a great team.
Well, speaking of like former number one overall picks, let's say Cam Ward in his career basically turned out to be what Baker Mayfield is now. Like, wouldn't you take that if you're a Titans fan? Like, he's pretty darn good.
You should.
Right, like, you know, is Baker Mayfield a top five quarterback in the league? No. But he's pretty good. And, you know, he has gone down to Tampa. Number one, did some winning in Cleveland. Got that team to the playoffs, which is a hard thing to do. And they moved on because they thought they could do better. And it's been a total disaster ever since then. But, like, he's pretty good. I think if you, like, there, you can do a whole lot worse than Baker Mayfield. Do you want better than Baker Mayfield? Of course you do. But I think if Cam Ward ends up being a Baker Mayfield type of guy in Tampa Bay, where, I mean, they're looking at him right now feeling pretty good about the quarterback spot, I think you'd probably take that for an extended period of time if you're a Titans fan.
Yeah, absolutely. But I understand that right now people don't get excited about that. And that's fine. I suppose you're allowed like a honeymoon, like it's almost like a pre-honeymoon period, right? And it's kind of like, you know, well, we had someone text in about their fiance. You know, it's like you have this vision of marriage in your head, you know, that it's just like, that's like a romantic comedy. And then as soon as everything works out and you get together, it's just going to be amazing every day. Now, that has been the case for Katie Rexrow.
Yes.
She's one of the rare people in the world who, like, every day is like, oh my God, he is so amazing and gorgeous and perfect. But I mean, you know, it doesn't usually work out that way. So right
Long
now,
fused to anger.
He hardly ever gets mad about dumb crap. It's so, it's really remarkable, you know, but it's like, I guess as a fan base, you should be allowed now to have a pre-honeymoon where you imagine Cam Ward being the next Patrick Mahomes.
Of course.
I mean, that's fine. But it's, yeah, it's almost, it just comes down to like, okay, so what is actually good enough? What could you actually live with? I'm sorry, but like if I'm a Titans fan, if you say Baker Mayfield, okay. I get the Andy Dalton, like, ugh. Because they were just such a boring team, you know?
Yes.
And he wasn't very dynamic. He was good, though. But I would take Baker Mayfield.
By the way, got a texter that says, the guy from Nebraska needs to dump that woman. The team comes first. It's from an unnamed texter on the text line.
We she may be like the Titans fan base, Yoko Ono. Like, everyone's going to blame her. I will not give out your number, sir. Don't worry.
I know. Your secret's safe with us. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. More of your thoughts on Cam Ward, the number one overall pick, and how you view success for that pick as a quarterback. We'll get to more into that coming up next. Robbie and Rexro, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Come play hooky with 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Tomorrow and Friday at Boom Boss Pizza and Watch Bar from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tomorrow we'll be at the Boom Boss in Murfreesboro. Friday we'll be at Boom Boss at Spring Hill. Come enjoy award-winning pizza, handcrafted beverages, win prizes, and watch the basketball games with us as well. Speaking of the games, if you need to fill out a bracket for the tournament, head to thegamenashville.com, download our print-off bracket today. You can print that off, presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by thenewcumberland.com, Twin Peaks, and Bet365. Taking your thoughts on the number one overall pick and the Titans, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Joe, we do have one texter that says, and I quote, "You know, this entire QB class is booty cheeks if Andy Dalton is the comparison. Good gracious." This is from an unnamed texter on the text line.
Got to please keep up with this show's vernacular. That would be buns.
It would.
If you're going to try to say booty cheeks, I mean, first of all, you know, you really need to say booty. You can just say cheeks, but we've gone if you really think it's bad, then it's buns. I don't know why buns are worse than cheeks, but that's just how it goes.
That's how it's okay. Gone here.
That's the Robbie and Rex Road scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I get it. This is not relative to other classes, a highly rated class, but all that matters is your guy. All that matters is that the guy your team picks works out, and it's just like, Larry Bird played at French Lake High School. You know, people don't expect like great talent to come out of French Lake High School, and for the most part, it doesn't. But he was good. I don't know why I thought of Larry Bird and French Lake, but it just came to mind. You know, Like you can at the tiny little, you know, I think of it as Class D. Like in Michigan, it was A, B, C, D. You know, these tiny little places. Sometimes you can find a great athlete. Doesn't always have to be from like the mega school or the big private school. Same way, you can have a buns quarterback class, but you can have one great quarterback. You just hope your Titans pick that guy.
You do. Kevin on the text line saying, how is 41 touchdowns and 4,000 yards not a top five quarterback? Referring to Baker Mayfield, who did throw for 4,500 yards this year, 41 touchdowns, had 16 picks. Had a great year.
You want to list out the quarterbacks?
We can list the quarterbacks. That's how it's not a top five quarterback. Is he better than Josh Allen? No.
No.
Mahomes? Lamar Jackson? Would you take him over Jaden Daniels?
No.
Okay. So we can keep going. But, I mean, he's not a top five quarterback. There's nothing wrong. By the way, that's fine. I mean, you can make the argument that since he's gone to Tampa Bay, he has gotten himself into that like top 10 territory, which, by the way, you can win with that guy at quarterback.
You can win. Yeah. If you're a top half, generally top half of the league quarterback, you can win, you know? So, and you know, there's some teams that win, you know, without that. I mean, again, you know, if we're going to go through the list, you know, you got Stafford too. And I mean, again, it's like Jared Goff to me, great example of, you know, conditions enhancing what a quarterback is. But you know, I think a lot of times too, when we talk about these quarterback outcomes, and like Dalton is another, you know, I go back to him. A lot of times what happens is you eventually sour on that quarterback if there's a bad playoff performance, right? Or if there's a consistent inability to get over the hump, which is kind of the Dalton thing. If you're a Bengals fan listening, I don't remember an especially horrific Dalton performance, but just, you know, he just couldn't quite get it done. They couldn't, he couldn't. You know, here, Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
You know, not the drafted quarterback, but the fan base, the media, and frankly, the Titans' view on him changed on one day. I mean, all of a sudden, the Titans are drafting Malik Willis in the third round and not doing everything to give him help. They're thinking of the next guy, right?
Right.
And so a lot of times that's what it is the playoffs will eventually, you know, or maybe just in one terrible day change everything for a QB.
Well, and I mean, that's where guys make their money, right? Like, think about Darnold.
Yeah.
Darnold had an unbelievable year last year, and then when it mattered the most in the last regular season game and in the playoffs, he stunk up the joint, and now look at how that apparently affected his market, his interest. Now, he ends up with a nice deal in Seattle, but, you know, prior to those last two games, you thought the market for him was going to be a lot bigger than it was.
Yeah, like I never would have guessed before. Like if you go into the week with the Vikings Lions game, winner take all game, if you told me at that point that the Vikings wouldn't even think it was worth paying the tag number on him, I would have said you're crazy. And I'd love to, again, I would love to go back and relive history of him playing well in those games and what, not just the Vikings, but the whole league. You know, would it have been maybe not, maybe it wouldn't have been. But I have a feeling it would have been. You know, I would guess it would have been. And he would have a much better deal right now than he ended up getting with Seattle.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. More of your thoughts to get to on the Cam Ward front. Also, some scuttlebutt on another Titans quarterback that we'll get into. This is Robbie and Rexrow, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.